Oh, that was wonderful. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. You know, we've been looking at the names and titles of Jesus, specifically mentioned at his birth the last few weeks, and all of which so far, the ones we looked at, were revealed by God through angels. We looked at Gabriel telling Mary that she would be supernaturally impregnated with the Son of the Most High, the Lord God. And then the angel also told Mary and Joseph that they were to name him Jesus, and Jesus means, remember? Yeah, you sure do. Salvation, right? Saves us, right? Jesus means salvation. And so here, when the angels interrupted the Bethlehem shepherds who were raising lambs that would be used for sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem, which was only 6 miles away, they announced that a Savior had been born to them, who is Christ the Lord. So now we have Savior. So what does Savior mean? Well, Savior means deliverer, means rescuer. It means one who frees you from something you are trapped in, rescues you from danger or suffering, and even death. God loves people so much that he sent Jesus to become one of us, because we obviously need to be, if he's a Savior, then obviously what is it we need to be saved from? What is it we need to be rescued from? Well, the angel tells us when he appeared to Joseph in the dream, saying, you know, don't be afraid to marry Mary, that the child that she has is within her is from God, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So we need saving from our sins. Well, what's sins, right? Sins are all the ways we think and speak against the ways and the word of God. You know, people often think, well, sin is the terrible things that those terrible people do, right? Well, no, sin is everything we do. Sin are all the things that we do that goes against what the Word of God says. So any thought, any act, any word that is contrary to the Word of God, anything that you and I, you know, selfishly think, anything that we speak or any way we act angrily toward people, I mean, those are all evidence that we have what? We have a sin nature. And if someone doubts that, I can actually prove that. I can prove that everyone has a sin nature from the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." Well, we all know what wages are because we like wages, right? Wages are what you get for the work that you did, and you earned them. So Paul says here, he says, the wages for our sin is death. And another way of describing death is aging. That's a nicer way, right? We're aging, right? But really, we are ultimately dying, right? Because we will all physically die. See, if we never sinned, we would never age. If we never sinned, we would never age, because we'd be perfect, and we would always be the same. But only one sin starts the aging process, and everyone ages, which means we all sin, right? So that's bad, but strangely, that's also good. There's good news in that. Why is that? Well, since we need a Savior who can save us from our sins, right? I didn't read the whole verse I read earlier from Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but, right, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the sending of Jesus into the world was a gift from God to us, a gift that can result in eternal life if we receive that gift. And so if we don't accept God's gift of salvation, Jesus, who paid for our sins, which is why he died, then we don't have forgiveness of sins. Now the shepherds, right, those nice cute shepherds that we saw earlier, right, they knew all about sacrifices. They were raising sheep for sacrifices, which were for sins. That's the way God did it before Jesus came. And so the only way you could have your sins forgiven was if you killed an animal, you killed a lamb. And you would, when that happened, you would take it to the temple and you would put your hands on it identifying with it to say, this is dying in my place because I have sinned against God. So that's the way it worked before Jesus came. But again, we see that sin results always in death. Now, death means separation, right? Death means separation. I'm separated from God because I've sinned. But the interesting thing is God loves us so much that he says, I don't want you to be separated from me. I'm actually going to make it possible for you to have a relationship with me through my son who never sinned, who's perfect, who I'm perfect, I'm sacrificing to pay the price for our sins. So that's why he was born in the town of David, Bethlehem, and died in Jerusalem, the place where God said to bring your sacrifices. Now, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Well, who was the you that God was talking to at that moment? Well, at the moment, they were the shepherds. And who were shepherds? Well, shepherds are just everyday people, average people like you and I. And since everyone needs a Savior, the neat thing is no one has an advantage over anybody else. So like if you say, well, I'm better than so-and-so, God says, yeah, but you're still not perfect, right? You're still not perfect. And so to say I'm better than so-and-so doesn't fly with God because we're all at the same level, which is actually good because that means none of us can do it on our own. God says, I'm going to do it for you. All you have to do is place your faith in me. This will be a sign to you, right? You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. So see what the angel is doing? He says, I'm inviting you to find this for yourself, right? You have to find him for yourself if you truly want to know who he is. And the way you'll know him is that he was wrapped in strips of cloth, which is the way a newborn lamb was wrapped. And you'll find him in a manger, which was part of someone's house. It's part of the animal section of the house. Everyone had basically a two-room house. One room for the people, one room for their animals, which they bring in at night. And basically, Joseph and Mary couldn't find anywhere but someone's shed with their animals. Okay? So that's why they could find him, because it was a very unusual place to find a baby. But they did, right? Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened that the Lord has told us about. So they go and find them for themselves, and we read that they glorified and praised God for all the things he had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Exactly what God said is exactly what I said. If you want to find salvation for yourself, just do what I say. Believe what I say. And the angel said that Jesus is the good news of great joy. See, only Jesus can save us from our sins. You and I can't save ourselves from our sins. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one can come to the Father except through me. And each of us needs to find that. Each of us needs to find that for ourselves. We each need to believe in Jesus Christ for the salvation for our sins. That's the good news of great joy. When you and I confess to God, yeah, I'm one of those. I need salvation. I need Jesus Christ to save me from my sins. That's what makes us right with God. The shepherds believed the word of God because they acted on what God said in his word, which resulted in joy that they wanted to share with others. And in Psalm 34:8, we read, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are all who take refuge or find salvation in him. See, each one of us must taste and see that for ourselves. And when we do, we find true joy in God. Did the shepherds become kings or something special after they saw Jesus? No, they just went back to their regular lives, but they were changed from the inside out. They were changed from the inside out. They said, I found God. I found peace with God. I'm going to go back and live my life and helping people see that, even in the circumstances I still am in. Jesus will return one day and take us to be with him forever. That's what we're waiting for now. And so the kids reminded us this morning that Christmas is when God sent us His Son, our Savior, who alone can save us from our sins and give us a purposeful, joy-filled life, sharing this with others so they too can find, taste, and see the goodness of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our kids. Thank you for the simple message of the gospel. It's not complicated. Lord, we complicate this too much. We complicate it by thinking, well, this is the way, and this is the way, and this is the way. And God says, no, no, no. He says, none of you can get here on your own. I send Jesus so you can come to me through him. Lord, I pray that we all know that this morning. I pray that we all have that right relationship with you. Doesn't mean we're perfect. It means we're forgiven. And Lord, it's a great life to live, forgiven of our sins, knowing that we have a right relationship with you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this time of year that we celebrate this every year. And thank you for the opportunity we have to tell others about it as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, one of the things we've been doing all Advent is we light Advent candles. And this morning, we're inviting the Wallace family to light our candles for us.